Topic 7.19 is to explain how medical technology, including the use of keyhole surgery and prostheses, is enabling those with injuries and disabilities to participate in sports, e.g. cruciate ligaments repair using keyhole surgery and knee joint replacement using prosthetics. Well, we've got a few case studies of how the injuries in sport can be treated. The first one is a torn ligament. This is demonstrated by swelling around the outside of the ankle, but no fractured bones. The soft tissue injuries such as this are treated with RICE, which you may remember if you've ever done first aid, as rest, ice, compression and elevation. The lateral ligaments usually in this case have been torn, so someone has gone over on the outside of their ankle. Treatment, once the swelling has been reduced, is just immobilization of the joint to enable repair, and the recovery time for this is about 6 weeks. Next up, you may have a meniscus tear. This is the membrane that surrounds the cartilage in the knee. You would have a twisted knee with lots of swelling around the joint. A patient would report the sensation that something was catching. This would be diagnosed using an MRI scan or possibly an arthroscopy, which is when a small endoscopic camera is put into the knee joint. Keyhole surgery will remove the torn section of cartilage or of membrane, and the recovery time for this is only about 2 weeks. It's actually quite a quick injury to recover from. This is in stark contrast to one of the worst sporting injuries that I think is common, the rupture of the anterior cruciate ligament. The cruciate ligaments connect the femur to the tibia right in the knee joint. You would see a swollen knee and sudden pain, pretty awful pain actually. The MRI scan would show this rupture. If you are not an athlete, then they may simply make you rest it, immobilized. Recovery time would be about 9 months or longer for this. However, so that athletes can recover and get back on with their athletic activities, they would have reconstructive surgery, and that would be repaired using grafts of other ligaments that aren't quite as crucial to the playing of football or the running of races. Sometimes knees have to be completely replaced. If the joint has worn down due to arthritis or if it has broken, then titanium or other alloy will be put into the knee as a replacement joint. As you become older, you may find yourself more susceptible to fracturing the hip, in which case the entire head of the femur will be replaced. Sports prostheses now use carbon fibres, fiberglass and other high tensile strength fibres and substances, which enable people with disabilities, missing limbs or issues like that, to compete nearly or sometimes at the same level as able-bodied athletes. Prime example of this is Oscar Pistorius, the South African sprinter, referred to as Blade Runner. He has a high-tech cheetah leg prostheses. They enable him to compete with full able-bodied sprinters. Some of the problems that they found, though, he has not a lot of grip in wet conditions, so he finds himself slipping. So if it has rained on the track beforehand, he will not be able to compete at the same speed. It was also found that due to the lack of lower limbs he has, there's actually less strain being put on his heart and on his muscles than able-bodied athletes. So actually at one point the World Olympic Committee, International Olympic Committee, prevented him from competing on the basis that by not having lower legs, he actually had an advantage. Maybe something to think about ethically there.